following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's just like wrestling where you have that split schedule. So A and C, your Kearneys, your Kearney Catholics, your St. Cecilia's, your Sheltons, they don't even get on the track till 3:30. They start some field events around 3 on Friday. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back, we're going to have a chance to chat with Pat Hagedorn. Cornhusker State Games are right around the corner. It continues to grow with more competitors and more sports. And then we'll find out more about that here in just a moment. But Daddy, after graduation, and maybe Mom's the lucky one, with some brand new furniture, a recliner, maybe a bedroom set from Bruce Furniture. Maybe Mom needs a little something more. How about Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance? They're right there for you. They'll take out your old furniture. In fact, if you've got good used furniture, Bruce Furniture is in the market for that because folks are looking for top-of-the-line, good used furniture. Maybe you've moved and you just have a different home, and what you had, it was great as far as furniture, but it just doesn't fit in with the room and the house and the color and all of that. That's no problem. Bruce Furniture is going to give you a good deal. They're going to move it out. They're going to bring the new stuff in. It's all there for you. Check them out online. Check them out on Facebook. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge Alliance. It is Bruce Furniture right there for you. We are back after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. We don't talk about music much on the show, but for a lot of us, it's a real passion. The bands we love say as much about us as the teams we cheer for. And while you probably already use StubHub for when you need seats to games, did you know it's also the go-to for millions of fans when they want concert tickets? Just like with sports, StubHub gives you access to concert tickets you won't find anywhere else, even when the show's sold out. So whatever you're a fan of, StubHub is the best place to score your seats, period. It's just that simple. StubHub!
Tito's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi. I'm having some flaming hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the Drapes on Fire hotline about that. Ta-ta.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 83 with a west wind from 5 to 10. Then we'll see clear conditions into tonight with a low at 50 with a light southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Folks, I'm telling you, go to thinkmidway.com because they continually add rebates, discounts. Maybe you're going in for some work on your current vehicle. there's online coupons that are going to give you even more money. Say you spend so much, they're going to give you a percentage off and more and more and more. It's free money. It's worth the time. Check them out, thinkmidway.com. And if you need to get that oil change, get in, get out in less than 30 minutes. I need to get over there because it's getting kind of crazy. Midway, they'll get you in and out less than 30 minutes, and they are there for you. You don't even need an appointment. If you want to, if you need a ride somewhere, say, yeah, I'm going to work in the morning, you can keep the car all day. They'll take you to work, and then they'll come pick you up, and you're out of there with your vehicle. Or if you want to wait, like we said, it's 30 minutes or less, they've got the lounge to do so, and you can, with the free Wi-Fi and the televisions and the cappuccino and everything that they've got there, that 30 minutes will fly right by, and you can keep on working. It's Midway, the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Did you happen to catch the feature on Bo biking Bama, Bo Jackson going across Alabama? It's on ESPN now. That happened. I don't know if they ever exactly
said. End of April.
I thought it was the last week of April, like the 23rd through the 27th or something like that. And, I mean, it happened to the folks down in Kansas, and it's happened in Missouri and now in Alabama. And it's just amazing that 1 year later, you know they've cleaned up as much as they can, and there's just these shells of homes, buildings, businesses, cities down in Alabama, and it's a reminder. You can go to bobikesbama.com and find out more, and I'm sure you can find the feature online. But I've always liked Bo Jackson, and it's cool to see somebody like this step up and help out.
Yeah, and I think obviously with his connections, getting people down there to, you know, make people that are maybe still hanging their heads a year later. When you get to see Ken Griffey Jr., when you see Scottie Pippen, we're two of the guys that they brought up.
Lance Armstrong, among
many others. But maybe it's a day a year later that, yeah, I remember them, but that's something that brings a smile to their face and gives them a little bit different outlook on life. But it was a neat deal.
Well, and
a lot of money to help those people out.
Yeah, and biking, just one of the many sports in the Cornhusker State Games, which get going again this summer. We've been telling you a little bit about it over the last couple of weeks. And, Daddy, I just remember folks that got in it in the first year, and they're still in it, and I know they try to get somebody from every county in the state, and they've got everything from ping pong to swimming to the Volts Walk to there's just new stuff every year, and Pat Hagedorn joins us here to talk about the Cornhusker State Games. Pat, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Awesome. Good morning, guys.
Great to have you on. I know you've been busy traveling the state, getting everybody the information they need, and getting them fired up for another Cornhusker State Games. Let's start with the basics for the folks going, oh, God, I got to get online and fill out my entry form. When are the Cornhusker State Games this year, and when do they need to be registered by?
You bet. This year, the Cornhusker State Games are July 20th through the 29th, and the early entry deadline is June 20th, so it's coming right up, and then your last chance to register will be June 29th.
How many sports involved in the Cornhusker State Games this year, Pat?
We are 63 sports events strong.
That's an amazing. Yeah. Obviously, when this deal started, it was to get people involved, community involved. It was a fun deal, but it was basic. You've expanded, like Doug said, everything disc golf to just go on with some of the minor sports people don't normally think of. It's a fun time to get out and meet some people.
You bet, and that's what we're all about. The Cornhusker State Games is about getting people up and about and moving and doing something and being active. Like you said, we have all your traditional sports. We have your team sports. We have a lot of your traditional Olympic sports like track and field. But we do have pretty much something for everybody. We have a lot of participation sports, everything from chess to horseshoe pitching to badminton. We have cycling events, just like you mentioned earlier. We have the mountain bike, road bike, and a cycling tour, which is one of our participation events. I usually challenge somebody to find something in the Cornhusker State Games.
Anything new for this year, Pat?
Yes, we do have a couple of new events. The big one is CrossFit, and CrossFit is one of those workout events that has kind of blown up here lately. It's kind of a cross between aerobic activity, aerobic fitness, and weightlifting, like body strength, and it's generating a lot of buzz this year.
Actually, that was on ESPN yesterday. I did turn it over there, and I was, what is this? And I heard that for the first time.
It's way different, folks. You can check that out online, and it's like taking a triathlete to the next level. Pat Agedorn joins us here talking Cornhusker State games from the Nebraska Sports Council. Do we know who is singing the national anthem? I know that wrapped up here over the weekend.
It did. It wrapped up on Friday, and for the life of me, I can't remember the gal's name, but we ended up with a pretty close horse race, and the gal won it. I'm trying to round up her name here real quick.
I've got the finalists in front of me. I know we had Lene Woodward from Minden, Emily Wood from Blair, Jessica Poskachill from Bennett, and Abigail Nelson from Lincoln. So I was thinking maybe it was one of those, but that's fine.
It was. You nailed it, and she is from your listening area, I'm assuming, from Minden, Nebraska. Lainey Woodward is our official winner.
All right, cool, Lainey Woodward. There you go, champion, and gets to sing the national anthem. One other thing. Now, we keep that torchlighter. We keep that secret until the night that it happens. Pat, I've got to ask you, what's it take to get Big Daddy to light the torch sometime in the near future?
We have a committee. We actually have an opening ceremonies committee, and everybody brings somebody to the table, and then it kind of goes to a collective vote.
I have trouble making it up to the top to like that deal, Pat. Being the workout fiend that I am, maybe somebody's in a lot better shape than I am.
Daddy, I've got it for you. You remember at the Olympics when they shot the arrow? They didn't even have to run to the top. They shot the arrow, and it lit the cauldron.
That would be nice.
You, because fishing was right there. You could cast it. You could cast fire. You wouldn't even have to run up. You could, get your line and cast it up there. And I bet that would be national. That would make national if you could hit your mark.
Hitting the mark, yeah. That would be extremely, extremely cool. And I would love to be a part of that, Pat, by the way, if you can make that happen. How many events can one do?
We have quite a few athletes or participants out there that do multiple events. And, in fact, it was for our 25th anniversary, so a couple years ago, we actually had one participant do 25 different events in the Cornhusker State Games to honor our 25th anniversary. So it's doable. You can enter, you can do multiple events. It's just a matter of working out the time frame with the different sports.
Did you drug test that person?
Dad, and the beauty of this is it's for all ages. You can find a sport for any age, and it can be as physical as you want. Like you said, with the new CrossFit going, there is fishing, there's foosball, there's billiards. There are so many sports. It can be a very physical time, or it can just be a relaxing time. And you guys always have tried to make it a family event as well. You can have everybody in your family participate either together, maybe in a bike ride or in the Volts Walk or something like that. You guys have really done a good job of trying to bring that together.
That's correct. It's like I said, we are there's something for everybody. So we have different age levels, age divisions, skill levels in every one of the sports. And you mentioned Volts Walk. This year we've taken the Volts Walk to a new level, and we actually call it the Energy Walk now, and it's more family geared, so that you register the entire family and you come out and you learn about exercise and fitness and eating right, and it's a really good time.
Pat, what's the number people need to know, or the web address people need to know to get registered?
You bet. There's three ways to register, and the easiest way is to go to our website, cornhuskerstategames.com, and just choose, click on 2012 sport listing. That'll bring up all the events, and once you find what you want, click on that and follow the register online buttons there. And you can always call us, 402-471-2544. Call us, and you can register over the phone, or just tell us what you want more information on, and we'll mail it to you.
And, Pat, what's been the most participated in sport, and which one is really making strides here the last few years?
The team sports, obviously we get the most participation in that, and youth basketball and adult volleyball have ran neck and neck the past couple years for most participation. And this year, the Energy Walk is building some steam. And, of course, like I said earlier, CrossFit is getting a lot of buzz.
June 20th, early registration date, nearly a month. You got a month to figure out your schedule and make sure it fits into your schedule for the Cornhusker State Games. But the games go July 20th through the 29th. Pat, hit the website one more time and maybe give the phone number one more time.
You bet. CornhuskerStateGames.com. And the phone number is 402-471-2544.
And Pat, it's not just, before we let you out of here, it's not just Cornhusker State Games. We just found out some more information on the Family Wellness Challenge that gets underway next month. You got the Mud Run. You do a variety of other things, but the Cornhusker State Games is at the top of the list.
That's correct. We are governed by the Nebraska Sports Council, and we're a nonprofit organization that's all about wellness and doing, you know, and getting in shape and keeping yourself healthy. So we just kicked off the Family Wellness Challenge. Again, you can go to NebraskaSportsCouncil.com for more information about that. And the Mud Run is in August, and the Pumpkin Run is in October. All of them really good, fun family events.
Pat Hagedorn from the Nebraska Sports Council. Pat, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, Pat. Best of luck. It's always a great event, the Cornhusker State Games. All the guests of the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Home of the Whopper, your favorite burger for more than 30 years. And on a warm summer day, try a real fruit smoothie to keep you going. Real fruit, low-fat yogurt made fresh to order right there in their kitchen. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Postal Chuck says, Daddy could serve a flaming volleyball to light the torch.
Damn right I could.
Because you are so accurate with that.
That's an excellent, excellent point, Postal Chuck. Thank you so much for sending to the Dent Popper inbox. We appreciate those.
There you go.
Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah. I got something to give away here before the end of the show today. Just throwing that out from some of our friends. Got a little trivia that we're going to throw out here before the end of the program. As we go into break here, Daddy, all the people that said, remember the Tri-City Storm out by Waterloo? Waterloo wins game one of the finals. Green Bay wins the second. Best of five final. Why don't they play seven? Green Bay and Waterloo and the Clark Cup are even at one apiece for our Storm hockey fans out there in the USHL.
They were done. They were dead. They were out of it. They were struggling. They're on life support.
And they got some oxygen. Yeah. They're ready to go. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, like, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, haha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next day at LQ.com.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food, and of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's four-day super summer sale taking place this weekend. During the sale, Kearney Yamaha will be giving away a $250 gift card with every new and pre-owned motorcycle sold. There will be rebates up to $800 on select models of ATVs, up to 15% off on all leather, helmets, and luggage, 25% off on eyewear and in-stock sprayers, 15% off. Stop by this Thursday for Kearney Yamaha's first-ever bike night, where you can register to win a brand-new Kawasaki Vulcan 900 LT, and there will be tons of freebies, too. The super summer sale this Thursday through Sunday at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 83 with a west wind from 5 to 10. Then we'll see clear conditions into tonight with a low at 50 with a light southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 72.
Duck and Daddy Show, where you can join our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club, make points, get free items, Royals tickets, Duck and Daddy shirts, Hy-Vee Deli Pizza, Kearney Raceway Park, and a lot more. And by picking up points, one of the easy ways to do that is vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperStation.com. The one over the weekend was which first-round result from the Boys State Soccer was more surprising. 86% said Grand Island losing to Papillion-La Vista South, 14% said Kearney. And now, which team will win the Stanley Cup? The Rangers, the Devils, the Coyotes, or the Kings? Or as some people like to say, the Coyotes. The Kings are up 1-0. The Rangers and Devils start tonight.
The Kings right now are 9-1. There's 8-1 in the playoffs.
They're psychotic. Well, they got 9 wins.
Okay, 9-1 in the playoffs. And they had to win 5 or 6 of their last games of the season to even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they're rolling right now. And
I like the way New Jersey's playing. I'm going to take a long shot here, and I'm going to take New Jersey. They're devilish.
Well, they are devilish, but you just need them bad for a lunch, too.
You can vote. That's right. You can vote on ESPNSuperStation.com. Hey, Daddy, right now, speaking of lunch, how about Big Dally Deli? I'm throwing this out right now that if you know the answer, we're going to have Jeff take him off the air for a little bit here. If it gets a little crazy, we'll get him on the air. But 888-455-ESPN, Big Dally every once in a while. They're in a good mood all the time. They like to give away free sandwiches. This is a combo meal to Big Dally's Deli. We just talked to Pat Hagedorn, Nebraska Sports Council. They always have somebody with Nebraska sporting ties be the guest torchbearer and the kind of the celebrity, like the big person. I mean, I think Sue did it one time. Who lit the cauldron last year? Who was the celebrity torchbearer last year? 888-455-ESPN. 888, I think Kurt Thomasevich did it, but that would have been a couple years ago after he got the gold medal. That was Daddy's guess. 888-455-3776. Let me put this out. The sport of the person that lit it is not an Olympic sport. That's your clue. Who lit the Cornhusker State Games cauldron? And if you were there, you're going to know it. 888-455-3776. Call now, and we'll let you in. Daddy, I know you're crushed. The news came out after our show Friday that the New York Jets have declined to be on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, surprise for being the attention hounds that they always seem to, you know, they seem to want the cameras all around them saying no thanks to that was a little bit shocking, I guess, to me.
College Football Hall of Fame, Trev Alberts, Tommy Frazier up for the award. What do you think?
Well, you got to think both those guys have a great chance, and obviously have zero pro careers to show for either one of those guys. But when you're talking college football, they were both dominant in their era in which they played and both a force to be reckoned with. Obviously one on the defensive side of the ball, and then Tommy doing what he did. You know, the run against Florida is enough to put him in the Hall of Fame right there. I think hands down. You know, you can argue Tommy Frazier is one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever to play the collegiate football game.
Eric Crouch?
Well, you won a Heisman Trophy, you're in.
Well, Will Shields got it last year, and among the 76 players on the ballot this year, Trev Alberts, Tommy Frazier, Eric Crouch. Daddy, you can only vote for one. Who do you vote for? I'm telling you right now, I'd have to look, but I don't remember anybody getting two people in the same year. They're going to get you about 15. If they don't get you this year, then you're in next year. It's not like Nebraska. I mean, they've got some good talent, but there's three pretty good ones. If you only had to vote for one today, I'm voting for Frazier, so I'll put that out right now. Yes, Eric Crouch won the Heisman. Congratulations. Tommy Frazier probably should have won the Heisman. He was second in the Heisman, so, you know.
I'll take Tommy out of that group if I had to pick one that I think is very deserving.
Then Crouch or Alberts. See, I think everybody's going to put Trev in third.
Probably.
Yeah, probably not me. There you go. Have we got a winner yet?
Yep. Nolan Little from Kearney.
Nolan, way to bring it home. The winner, the athlete to light the Cornhusker State Games cauldron last year. Philadelphia Eagles kicker Alex Henry. Was your correct answer. He's going to Big Dally's. Didn't talk a whole lot about Nebraska baseball, Daddy. They have moved from seventh to a tie for fourth, and they're one game out of second. Purdue has clinched at least a tie. They're 16-5. Here's the beauty of this. Northwestern, it's their bye week, and they are in dead last, so they're out. But Michigan, they... You know, it would be a Minnesota would have to get, yeah, they're out too. Michigan's got nothing to play for but pride. They have 7 wins. Iowa has 8. Illinois has 9. Minnesota has 10. And then you get into the top 6. 11 for Ohio State, 12 for Nebraska and Michigan State, 13 for Indiana and Penn State, 16 for Purdue.
You need one win.
Nebraska could move into second place without sweeping Michigan this weekend. But if they sweep them, you're asking a lot for a team that was woe is me. Like I said, one bad Sunday against Indiana, and everything just collapsed, it seemed like, according to Husker Fan. But right now you got Indiana playing Ohio State, and you got Penn State playing Michigan State. Nebraska would like to see Michigan State take 2 of 3 from Penn State, and you would like to see Ohio State take 2 of 3 from Indiana. And Nebraska would take second place with a sweep or 2 out of 3. Then it gets down to tiebreakers and things like that.
If you could move into second, I'm assuming with the 6-team deal, 3 and 6 would play, 4 and 5 would play, and then I think the first two teams would have a big advantage. But regardless, getting into that tournament, you're still going to have to win the tournament to advance to regional play.
And right now, I mean, if Nebraska gets one win. I said a week ago, I said Nebraska needs to go 4-2 here and the sweep of Minnesota and all by one run. So, again, don't get crazy. It wasn't like Nebraska dominated Minnesota. They won 3 one-run games at home. Minnesota still has a chance to get in there, and they play Illinois. Illinois still has a chance to get in there, but if Minnesota can get the first game from them, then Illinois, they're out. So Ohio State plays at Indiana, and Michigan State plays at home against Penn State. Those are two key series if Nebraska can take care of business this weekend.
Yeah, before you go crazy, that's a team coming into Lincoln. It hit 264, cumulative as a team.
Yeah.
They got 16 hits yesterday. You know, you're probably scratching your head a little bit if you're Nebraska. You know, if Ted Silva's got to be sitting there.
We were throwing Dexter Spitznagle. I mean, that sounds like a character from a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Well.
I mean, it's like.
You just
Dora
take it.
Boots and Dexter Spitznagle trying to find Benny the Bull.
Just give credit to Dexter for taking care of business and shutting down a very less impotent offense, but did what he needed to do.
District golf today. Kearney is at Omaha at Johnny Goodman. Most of the B teams are at Southern Hills in Hastings. Most of the C teams are at Lachlan in Hastings. Most of the D teams are either at Indian Head in Grand Island or at Arrowhead Meadows, hosted by Medicine Valley. So district golf, there are a couple tomorrow that are going on. And I don't know if I mentioned the Shrine Soccer kids that are made the roster. This game is June 9th in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. Girls at 12, the boys at 2:30. Coaches, which have already been released, Tammy Anderson of Kearney is the head coach of the Girls North. Abby Danley is an assistant from Grand Island, and Chris Pedroza is an assistant on the South. And for the boys, Pat Purdy of Northwest is an assistant on the North. Boys North team, Nate Mishu, Spencer Lindsay of Kearney, Adam Zalumke of Northwest. On the South, Brady Mankey of Hastings and Irwin Solario of Holdridge. For the girls on the North, Nicole Potoff and Sarah Olson of Kearney, Carrie Prasoski of Kearney Catholic, Elizabeth Sanchez of Grand Island, and Jamie Stelk of Northwest. Tressa Gloystein of Hastings is on the South squad.
Congratulations to all those athletes. That's a well-represented from a they haven't been in the past. That's a lot of area kids from central Nebraska getting to play on a big stage. Good for them.
The Nebraska Danger, three road games, a bye, and then will T.O. still be playing football for Allen? I mean, that Dr. Phil thing, I'm a little crazy. The Danger fall to the Omaha Beef, 68-54. Aaron Green, who said he was leaving Nebraska, has chosen TCU to play his college football now. Texas Tech transfer Taryn Petaway is coming to Nebraska to play basketball. This sounds like a good deal. It was just a bad deal at Tech. Five guys leave the program.
Has to sit out this next year. So, yeah. Got 3 years of eligibility after that. But he's 6'6" wingman.
TexasHoops.com rated him 10th best player in the state coming out of high school 2 years ago. He averaged 27 points, 9 rebounds, 3.5 assists in Texas in his senior season in high school. And Nebraska volleyball fans, get your tickets, baby. There's going to be some good home games. Defending national champion UCLA at the Coliseum. Notre Dame at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. And for the Emeritus Players Challenge, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Duquesne. Nebraska is going to have a tough start to the Big 12 schedule at Penn State, at Ohio State. That's up on the website now. Check it out. Anything else, big fella?
No, just going back, that was Nebraska's first three-game sweep in 2 years. So it doesn't happen very often for the Huskers, or hasn't lately, but that's a big, big sweep at the right time. Now you got to go to Michigan. You haven't won much on the road in the Big Ten Conference. We're efforting Coach Maloney. By the way, you provided an interesting – this series starts on Thursday, folks, if you're
– Nebraska's final home game with Wichita State tomorrow, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. Matt Kuchar, baby, another guy you could root for, winner at the Players yesterday.
Yeah, interesting, because $1.7 million is what he took home, about $350,000 for a lot of other majors, more than a lot of other majors out there. So if you're going to win one, that's not a bad one to take the trophy home from.
Coming up later in the week, we'll be covering the Kearney and Hastings area track programs. We'll be talking with the head baseball coach at Michigan, we are hoping, as that is efforting as well. And we'll be giving you results on what's going on with the district golf tournaments as well as we head into summer. Love that time. I want to thank Ron Blaze, head track coach at Shelton, for joining us today, and Pat Hagedorn with the Nebraska Sports Council talking Cornhusker State games.
Hey, we can't wait to see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.